Do you want to know the secrets of living a longer, healthier life completely disease-free? Well, listen to the Getting to Know series featuring Robert Levine. In this installment, we will be interviewing Dr. Brian Clement of the Hippocrates Health Institute. Dr. Clement, what are some of the fundamentals of realizing the dream of living a longer, healthier life completely disease-free?
Well, there are three primary and fundamental requirements that we have as humans to live long, healthy, and happy lives. And sadly, we're sorely failing that today. People are getting sicker, and the younger you are, the sicker it seems we are. And that's because we've lost our direction. We've lost our focus. It was only a few generations ago when everyone knew what they were going to do by the time they were young boys and girls. We were all farmers, and every farm was an organic farm. You didn't have to pay additional money not to have deadly chemicals sprayed onto your food. And so the little girl knew she would be on a farm, and it was quite a securing, you know, event in her life. The little boy knew he was going to be a farmer. And the mind being out of focus and wandering is our first and foremost problem. It leads us to do things like overeating, overindulging. I know this from personal experience, in the use of drugs starting with alcohol. And we use food, as I did, as a drug. And before you know it, we're in big trouble. Number two is what we're speaking about, lifestyle diet. There is no legitimate scientist today that doesn't agree that nutrients are primarily the most important thing to maintain healthy cells. Now, you're made of cells. Every one of you listening has 100 trillion cells, approximately. With that said, they become bones, they become organs. The largest organ's the skin. Look down as I'm speaking to you. You're looking at cells. And every one of those cells are just like a building. If I built a building with cinder blocks but forgot to put the cement in between the cinder blocks, can you imagine how weak, how vulnerable, and how sick that building can be? And that's what we are. We're built on nonsense today. To compound that, industry, which is pretty much controlling corporations and industry governments, so governments are no longer protecting citizens in Canada and around the world. They're protecting corporate interest. They are doing things to our food intentionally to make us addicted to those foods. And what I'm talking about is not an idea or fantasy. This is a reality. You may want to look this up. It's called hyperpalatability. So when you're driving through your fast food restaurant because you're so big you can't get out of the car anymore, or you're going to get your candy bar, they put synthetic forms of chemicals in it that mimic and act very much like opiates. Heroin is an opiate, so you know that. So we have to be very astute about our food, and it should be plant-based. There is no requirement for humans to eat animal-based foods. Our institute for 6 decades now has shown that with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. And we're not only dealing with people like you listening today, but some of you may be listening that are seriously ill. And our reputation internationally has come from the thousands and thousands of people over that 60 years that have reversed major diseases, stage 4 cancers, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, easy things like cardiovascular disease, which isn't a disease, or diabetes type 2, which isn't a disease. They're lifestyle choices. I choose to be a diabetic. I don't exercise and I eat animal fat. I eat sugar. I choose to be having a heart problem. All except 3%, which have mechanical problems. The other 97%, I don't exercise and I eat the wrong foods. And then the third area is really very important, and that's your contribution. That people are so confused and lost in cups that are empty, they don't even think about the contribution part. But I've been very privileged during the 41 years I've done my work to be with people who are very close to death. And truth-telling comes out at that point. And 100% of the people, out of the thousands I've worked with, I've worked personally with 200,000 people and lectured to hundreds and hundreds of thousands globally. And when I listen to them, they all say the same thing. I wish I had done something differently. I wish I'd lived my life differently. I wish my values were different. I wish I could have given more to my mother and thanked her for what she did, to my wife, to my husband, to my children. And so that contribution is really why we're here. But because we're so lost, empty, and confused today, we never even get to that third most important part. And if you get these three areas together, where you have direction in your life and you pursue your passion, you follow your passionate purpose, if you fuel that with excellent, nutritious, plant-based food that's organic, not sprayed by corporations for profit that give you cancer and every other known disease. Just yesterday, I read another report from the major scientific paper that Parkinson's, ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, autism, they have now directly linked in mainstream sciences to pesticides. This is no longer something hidden in the underground. My generation, now well into my 60s, are in control. So let's start to act like we're in control now.
This interview was recorded at the Live Life Longer Show and Tell. Dr. Brian Clement is a PhD who has spearheaded the international progressive health movement for more than 3.5 decades. He is the director of the renowned Hippocrates Health Institute in Florida, the world's foremost complementary residential health center. Over the last half century, he and his team have pioneered clinical research and training in disease prevention using hundreds of thousands of participants who provided volumes of data giving Clement a privileged insight into the lifestyle required to prevent disease, enhance longevity, and maintain vitality. My name is Robert Levine, and thank you for listening to this segment of Getting to Know.